opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about the state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm on the green microphone, and Terry is on the yellow microphone.
And green and yellow equals
Jefferson.
It does. What does bushy-tailed mean? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Where did that come from?
Probably some old wise tale about squirrels. It's pretty squirrely around here.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's gotta be it. We're in our new room here.
We
at
are.
KCNR, and we're separated by a window and a wall from Ashley, who's waving at me.
So we can't harass her anymore.
Yeah.
I can still harass you, though.
Oh, there Uh-oh. You are.
And she will do it.
Two quick announcements. One, today is National Bacon Day, which is important.
Hello.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed supposedly comes from the late 1500s, while bushy-tailed, the phrase comes from the 1860s and 70s. They are talking about a squirrel which has bright eyes and bushy tails, which are seen first time in the morning.
That was a squirrely guess on my part.
You're better than my new Alexa.
I have Google.
I do, too. I have scary. Google Alexa, and you just ask her something, and she
tells you what's going on.
Yeah, she does. It's kind of cool. Last time I've been in a room like this where somebody was looking at me through a window was in jail.
I think.
Some interrogation room or something, you know?
But it's double. Yeah. It's two-way instead of one-way on the glass.
It is two-way.
Off the air, we joke it's the fishbowl because you have windows on three sides.
Yep. Well,
okay.
we're happy to be here today.
We are.
We are back at it. And
you know,
Jefferson is still happening. We're working on it.
There's a lot of stuff in the news, too. By the way, I guess the restaurants have all had the last straw.
Have they?
They have. That law is officially going through.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, and of course, if you take your kid in to a restaurant, you need to make sure they want a Coke, you have to ask for it. Otherwise, they get milk or types of water. Now, what is – I'd like to know what types of water – maybe you can find that out on Google. What types of water are there?
Sink, water, river water, toilet water.
Thanks, Wynn.
Depending on your attitude.
We digress already, guys. That's what happens when we get a week off, you see.
Couple weeks off.
That's true. By the way, having weeks off, we will not be having a meeting this Monday night because this Monday night is New Year's Eve. We'll be bringing in the new year.
For the Jefferson or Patriot group in Reading.
Either one.
Yep.
And the church that is without a name and is unnamed, there'll be nothing happening until January 7th.
Okay.
Then there'll be something happening. And maybe Sally can let us know what that is. She can send a message to Ashley, who's in the other room. This is kind of strange, though. I got to admit.
You get used to it.
Really?
Easy for you to say.
been doing this for 4 years like this. Now we're like that before. And a nice little crowded room is always fun. We can always tap on each other's shoulders when we're losing focus on what's going on.
That's true.
Now we'll just have to throw something at the glass.
I can see your reflection.
There you go.
Should have a mirror there.
We're working on getting cow tasers installed on your guys' seats. So if I need to get your attention, I can just zap you.
Okay, cool. Well, since you announced that on the air, we're gonna do something equivalent to that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, how about a whoopee cushion?
It's nice. They're doing a good job here.
So anyway, there's some things that we need to be looking at in the new year, and I question how people can be looking at California and say, I really like it here. California is a wonderful state. We have wonderful laws. Everything works out so well. My business is thriving. the gas prices are low. And also, gosh, look at the cost of living. It's nothing. I know I talk to people in the Bay Area. I guess the average home down there is like about $1.4 million now.
Oh, geez.
I mean, you know.
And that's average?
Yeah.
Good
Lord. I mean, when you look at three bedroom, two bath, I mean, you know, that's pretty insane. But as we look ahead to 2019, we're eagerly awaiting Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah. We're so eager and awaiting on that one.
I mean,
we're excited.
I just saw a shrug through the glass with Ashley. She sort of looked and took a big sigh. And
yeah, that's my enthusiastic look.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to all be wishing we had Brown back at this point.
No.
Well.
No, that's why we're working so hard for what we're doing.
That's exactly right.
Jefferson.
And again, it really gives me pause. I was in the store the other day, and folks were walking by, and they were looking at some of the Jefferson gear in this store, and their comment was, oh, you know, nothing to do with Jefferson here. We don't need anything of Jefferson. What we're looking at is we're looking at California, what a great state we have. And I said, really? I said, you're going to like it then in 2020 when you have 55 gallons of water you can use per person because of a new law that's passing in 2020. And the comment to me was, well, apparently you've never lived in Mississippi. So all you folks in Mississippi, we want to let you know that we love you. And I think you have the Mississippi River, so you should have water. I would think.
Well, they have annual flooding, too. They have more than they ever want.
Well, they do have. Yeah, that's true. So I guess the limiting the water would help flooding?
I don't know.
Man. I mean, you got to ask yourself about some of these laws. But, you know, and apparently now it's going to be required or darn near required that police officers do have cameras and wear body cameras for the transparency position. And, again, you know, it's come up about this new law. Part of the reasoning for this was because of police officers with sexual harassment using their,
using their position of power without the.
Yeah. None of us like to get pulled over. None of us like to be confronted by a police officer, but I've never really had one be rude to me.
No.
They've always been polite and, even when I got that ticket, we were driving back, Red and I were driving back from Willows. About 4 years ago, Red's in the other room.
Your foot was a little heavy.
That. It was a little heavy, yeah. I guess I passed him.
Well, the thing is, too, if you're going to be stopping somebody, you need to be coming off as, you know, cordial and as polite as possible because you don't want to be the one escalating it because as a police officer, you don't know who has what in their vehicle. And how you can be gunned down right there alongside the road.
Well, yeah, and that's instance of what happened in Stanislaus County, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And remember, Stanislaus is in Jefferson. Remember that.
You know, and what a horrible tragedy. I mean, this guy had, what did he have, five DUIs?
Three.
Five?
I think it was two or three. Oh. I think it was three.
I don't know. I thought they said five, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah, two of them, and they let him go. And wait, he was here illegally. Why would they let him go the first time? Why wasn't he deported? I don't get it.
There was an interesting segment on Fox News about that, and the gentleman that was on there representing the side of sanctuary, of having a sanctuary state, his comment was that he said that the sheriff in Stanislaus County was lying. He actually said that on the air.
He said he was lying.
Lying, that they could have complied with ICE, and that apparently the sheriff was responsible for letting this guy out, you know, twice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now they're pointing fingers at each other, all law enforcement is.
And I'm sure if you folks have any comments in that, give us a call. Another reason to head for Jefferson. And talking about heading for Jefferson, I think we'll head to Kemosabe, who's on the line. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys doing? Hope you had a good Christmas.
Hey, you too.
We did. You too.
Yeah, we did. We had a nice, quiet, peaceful day today, on Christmas, I meant to say.
So no one hurt you that day?
No, well, I wasn't paying attention to the government, and the government was shut down, actually, so it wasn't a big problem for us that day.
You mean the non-essentials?
Yeah, they say they're going to shut the government down, and they call that gloom and doom. I say good, because that just means they're not going to do anything to me that day.
That's right. But they still get paid, so where are we saving our money?
There's good and bad to everything, I guess.
Yep.
Well, I guess if you're a government official, though, and you get arrested or you get reprimanded for something and you just get your retirement early.
There you go.
That's the consequence.
Not a bad deal. Who says crime doesn't pay?
Exactly.
But anyways, on to the you were talking about Welcome California. I was just reading this morning that there were Jerry Brown hit the button on 1,016 new laws for last year for 2018.
So three a day. Oh, he's doing good. Well,
1,016 new laws. I don't know. I just pretty crazy stuff. And I'll bet you Gavin Newsom will try to break the record next year.
Oh my gosh.
But it's interesting. I defy anybody to even know what they are. I mean, I can't imagine that any of them are designed to make our lives better. You know, let's start out with cow farts and plastic straws, and you have to get a background check every time you buy ammunition. And I was just talking to a small business owner in Scott Valley the other day who said that even though there's nothing wrong with his trucks, this year he has to buy all new trucks. It might put him out of business because his delivery trucks are non-CARB compliant in a place in Siskiyou County where we have the cleanest air in the world, but yet this guy might have to buy all brand new trucks next year in order to become CARB compliant. He doesn't have that money. There's nothing wrong with his old trucks, but he has to do that, and this is the state of liberty in California.
Wow.
Well, money bail is going away too.
I'm sorry?
Money bail is going away too.
Yeah, well, there's that too. I mean, that and apparently about 1,013 other things are going away. So it's up to you to try to figure out what they are and make sure you don't run afoul of it, because good gravy, every law in California is just designed to make the average guy into a criminal, and it's already an Irish democracy because you're a criminal every single day, and all the state has to do is decide when to come and collect you.
Mm-hmm. So then what California is doing to us is creating total anarchy. And say, and then they're going to spin it and say that we're doing it, but it's actually California doing it.
Well, I mean, Kevin De Leon did apologize to the slain officer's wife. He thought it was just horrible that her husband was killed by the illegal alien that he condoned with SB 54 when he authored and caused that bill to be passed, making California a sanctuary state. So people in California are criminals because of the government. The governor's a criminal. The entire government are made up of criminals because of Title 8, 1324, harboring and shielding illegal aliens. So you're a criminal. You live in a criminal state led by liars and criminals. Hey, what the heck? Everything fits, right?
Oh, man.
But, yeah, well, but there is, you know, once again, there's good news, and I kind of, the way I look at all this stuff, it's nothing more than a wake-up call for all of us. Because if we would just get up and band together and all of us vote, we could stop this in an instant. I mean, I think between gun owners and conservative Christians alone, there are enough people in California to override the unions and override the crooks and liars in Sacramento and take this state back, and we could do it in one election if people would just get off their rear ends and vote.
But how long do we have to wait for the next election?
I don't know. I mean, that's the point. It doesn't mean we're allowed to quit and go back to sleep until it happens, though.
Right, right.
Well, they are trying to take our gun rights away and our guns away, and we're doing something about that. You want to enlighten people on what we're doing about that, Mark?
Well, I mean, actually, I think that statement's a little bit of a misnomer. They have already taken your gun rights away from
you. That's true.
They've already stripped you of your liberty, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to take it back. And if people want real detailed information, go to www.tokeepandbear.com, and all of the counties of Jefferson support this effort, and it's going to be a lawsuit against the state to restore open carry to California, which is our inalienable right. And when you look at it, it isn't only your right to defend yourself and your family and your community. It just kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Commission just finished its findings where the school resource officer, a sworn deputy, hid outside for 48 minutes until after the shooter had left the premises, you know, even though police are present, and even though it's their goal to help people, they just can't do it all the time, and the government has no duty to protect you. And by the way, you can say, well, I have a CCW, but that's not a right. And that was just affirmed again the other day in Rothbury versus Sacramento, where two different people had applied for CCWs three times over a period of 10 years, and they were denied every time. And that case went through the appellate court and went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court refused to hear the case, citing Heller versus D.C. and Peruta v. San Diego, saying that concealed carry is not a right. Concealed carry is a privilege, and the state can give it to you, or they don't have to. If they don't want to, they can charge whatever they want for it. They can place any obstacle in your path they choose. In the Rothery case, it was good cause, and self-defense in California is not good cause to get a CCW. I mean, some counties allow it, but a lot of counties don't. So, you know, what we're doing is we're suing the state of California over the Young versus Hawaii opinion, and that will restore open carry in California. Now, the next argument is, well, it's safer to hide the gun. It's tactically superior to hide the gun. It's, you know, don't you want the element of surprise? You don't want people staring at your gun all day. You don't want to be in line at 7-Eleven and have the guy behind you make a grab for your gun. You know, there are a lot of arguments about concealed versus open, and, you know, some of them may be valid, might even be true, but that isn't the point. If you want to be armed for defense of yourself, your family, your community, and your state, open carry is your right. Concealed carry isn't, and it never was. It is a permission granted by government. Now, the next argument is, well, the Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's true, and I agree with that. I don't think there should be a distinction between open and concealed carry. I think the right to keep and bear arms is your right, and you should be able to do it any way you want to in any way that suits you. However, in the state of California and most of the states in the union, concealed carry, and according to the courts, and we've allowed that to happen over a period of 100 years or so, the courts agree. So if we want to fight to restore our ability to defend ourselves just because we have the right to defend ourselves, that's open carry, whether you like it or not. And I think that's where we need to go first. And when we win that battle, maybe we can gain some ground on the concealed carry side of things. But we need to restore the basic right first, and then we can attack other avenues.
Mark, we're going to have to go to a break here, and if you can hang on through it, we'd like to talk to you about the fundraiser that's happening in Yreka. And also, folks, if you have any questions, you can call in to 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, and time has come.
451.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me starting January on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. The show is called North State Now. North State Now is all things local. The first Thursday will be yours truly, interviewing musicians, artists, chefs, writers, and more. The second Thursday, enjoy the magazine and enjoy the store with James Posada and friends. The third Thursday will feature Dr. Orna Gill discussing women's health. The fourth Thursday features Heroes from the North State with Michelle Slay. That's North State Now, starting in January at 6 p.m.
Gun owners of California, we need your help. Recent developments in the Ninth Circuit have given us the opportunity to restore open carry in California. So please attend the fundraiser dinner on January 12th at the Miners Inn Convention Center in Yreka. Help us restore your Second Amendment rights. Prime rib dinner by Dave Tyler, gun raffles, live auction, and much more. Mark your calendar for January 12th, Miners Inn Convention Center, Yreka. Doors open at 5 p.m. For tickets, call 530-227-6729 or 530-227-6728. For more information, go to www.tokeepandbear.com.
At it.
We are.
Mark, you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, good. nice little commercial there.
That very nice commercial. You want to elaborate on that a little bit there, buddy?
Well, what we're doing is, because we're suing the state of California, you know, we have to retain an attorney, of course, and these things aren't cheap. And my wife and I started this, and we've given a significant amount of money to it, but we're just not quite rich enough to follow through on our own. So we're asking people to help us, and the way they can do that is by supporting our efforts through the fundraising dinners and so on. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we have a ton of guns to raffle off and auction off, a lot of neat stuff. It's going to be a prime rib dinner. And, yes, it is a pull for people who are going to drive up from, say, Shasta County. But I'll tell you, it's when you're sitting in your warm car and you're driving up the road with a hot cup of coffee going to this dinner, I'd like you to think about the guys at Valley Forge who were sitting there with no shoes on, or the guys at Christmas time in across the river from Trenton, New Jersey, who walked about 15 miles, often barefoot. In fact, they said you could follow the tracks with the blood in the snow from their bleeding feet to take America from the British Empire and make our country and give us the liberty that we now enjoy. And while you're sitting there in your warm car coming up to the dinner, let's all in our hearts apologize to those men, because they gave their last full measure for freedom. They gave everything. They gave their homes, their money, their land, their families, their lives, their safety, their happiness. They gave it all. And they gave it sometimes through death, and sometimes for a period of decades they had to give that. And they didn't ask any thanks from us, but we owe them an apology because we've squandered it. And now, thankfully, a lot of us are awake, and we're trying to regain the liberty that they paid everything to purchase for us. So, you know, I know it's a drive, but please do it. If you support the inalienable rights, your God-given rights that were paid for with the lives and the treasure and the blood of your fathers and your grandfathers, then please support this, and let's send a message to Sacramento. And believe me, once we fire this shot across the bow in Sacramento, they're going to get angry. When we win this case, they're going to get mad, and they're going to try to get even. And I'm hoping that this will wake people up to the fact that the liars and crooks in Sacramento do not have your interests at heart. What they have at heart is your subjugation. and what they intend to do is chain you to their master's table, and you're to be content with the scraps that get flicked off the table for you. And all of that goes back to the reason we want the state of Jefferson, because we want our liberty, we demand our liberty, and I don't know about you all, but I'm not going to take no for an answer, not now, not ever. I don't care who sits in the governor's chair. My liberty and my constitutionally guaranteed inalienable rights are more important to me than any piece of property, than any money, even than my life. So let's send that message to Sacramento, and we can. We can win it.
You know, you made a very good point, and, you know, that's the whole – That's the deal here. That's what Jefferson's about. It's about restoring liberty. And whenever we have the constitutional rights that we have that are God-given taken from us, such as the right to bear arms, freedom of speech. I was listening to a video this morning or watching a video this morning when the folks during the Bundy issue were being told by the guy from BLM that, oh, you know, are you guys just hanging out here? You can't really be hanging out here. You shouldn't be. Well, we're expressing our First Amendment rights. Oh, well, we have an area for that. What you need to do is go to the area to express your First Amendment rights. Well, where's that in the Constitution? You know, and each time we see a law violated and we see sanctuary city, we see sanctuary state, we see them trying to take our gun rights away. Good heavens, with all the regulations, 1,013 laws, all this crazy stuff, every single thing that happens in California points to Jefferson. And whether you're a business owner, especially if you're a gun owner, well, even a business owner, especially there too, and you're a veteran, the veterans in our community, I think we all believe this in Jefferson, are the most honored people that we have in our community. Because without the veteran and the men and women that serve our country and serve us and put their life on the line for us, without them, we wouldn't have any rights that would be protected. They're the ones who protect our country. You know, I think that we need to be reaching out and understanding that the issue of Jefferson is universal, and it's universal in the cause of liberty. And I think I think you hit the nail on the head, Mark, and I think all these things tie into that. When people say, well, gosh, you know, what does a sanctuary state have to do with Jefferson? Everything. What does a Second Amendment right have to do with Jefferson? Everything. And by gosh, to even make that kind of statement, what are you thinking? We need to protect the Constitution. What say you, my friend?
Well, I mean, we need to protect our families, and we need to protect our lives, our liberty, and our property, and our rights to due process and everything else. And, you know, when you look at just the sanctuary state deal, here you have a governor and a legislature led by Kevin DeLeon, and he is now writing a condolence letter to a dead officer's family when he's the one that authored the bill that allowed this criminal gang member to get into California to start with, who murdered this police officer in cold blood, and that blood trail leads straight to Sacramento. I mean, is that okay with everybody? It's not okay with me, and I aim to do something about it. And what I'm doing is asking for people who are liberty-minded and who see the justification and the rightness of being able to defend ourselves and our families and our community. And especially, it looks like we need to defend ourselves from our own government, because they're the ones that are standing there jumping up and down about how, you know, the children of illegal aliens deserve better care from ICE, but this dead officer's wife didn't deserve any protection from the very state that he swore to protect. And neither did Kate Steinle's family, and neither did the two fallen deputies from the Sacramento area who were killed by the illegal alien who was cracking up in court saying, yeah, if you let me go, I'll kill some more. I mean, that trail of blood leads from those bodies straight to the state capitol and straight to Gavin Newsom and Jerry Brown's door and straight to the legislature's door, because they're the ones that are jumping up and down about how ICE allowed these children whose parents drugged them thousands of miles under the worst conditions, malnourished, you know, underfed, no water, and then all of a sudden they dump them on our doorstep, and California's mad because a couple of these poor, unfortunate children whose parents should be in jail for child endangerment died. But not a word about the citizens of this state and this nation who die at the hands of illegal aliens every day. And by the way, you have no right under California law to even protect yourself right now. That's what we're trying to fix. and, you know, help us. I mean, what we're asking, this can be done, folks, and this first shot is a fairly easy one. It can be done, but we need your help. We can't do this alone, and we can't keep doing this alone. We need tens of thousands of people to wake up, start paying attention, start helping, and we can do all kinds of things. We can restore liberty in this state and in Jefferson if people will just get up and help us.
I wonder why there's so much apathy. Are people just so beat down that they feel that there's no way of fixing anything?
Well, I think that's by design. I mean, you look at the European Union. Angela Merkel made the statement the other day that people who live in Germany aren't really Germans, and nations need to give up their sovereignty in order to see the world order realigned. I mean, you look at France, where, you know, those people put on their yellow vests and they went out and they started to tear down the capital over 12 cents a gallon gas tax. I mean, gosh, I think, gee, if 12 cents a gallon was enough to get people moving, what happened in California? We pay a buck a gallon more than any state in the nation. Cindy and I went to Medford yesterday. We just paid 50 cents a gallon less than we pay at our own house, and all we did was drive 20 miles up the road.
Amazing.
I mean, what is wrong with people? What is it going to take? I know you're busy. I know you have to work. I have to work, too. I mean, we have 3-4 jobs between us, and we still find time to pay attention to the government that we formed to serve us, and we're still aware that they're not doing their job, and we need to do something about it.
Oh, amen.
You know, as I look at what's happening all across California and all the different laws that affect everybody, I think a lot of it is the unity of that. Of course, we don't really have the media on our side, and, you know, whenever we get even something, some kind of article about Jefferson or any type of article we have about liberty, if they don't completely slam us, we're going, well, it wasn't so bad. It's never, that was a good article, or they told the truth. We really have an issue with the media, and we have an issue, frankly, with our legislative body. I mean, here we have an assemblyman, Brian Daly, who's running for Senate, and here this guy is saying, you know, I'll be the first one to get a meter on my well. Well, he was talking about agriculturally, and I guess they want meters on all the agricultural wells, and that was one he sponsored. We've got Bob on the other line. Bob, how you doing, buddy? Bob, are you there?
Yeah.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
Good morning. You know, I believe in what Mark's doing, 1,000% what Terry and Winter are doing. I got a thing going. We're putting up signs. We're asking for businesses and people. I have 15 businesses, and I have about 7 people that put Jefferson signs up on your homes and on your businesses. And what I would like to do is see more people. They can contact me at 356-5567 if they want to help sponsor Jefferson and the Second Amendment movement by putting up Jefferson signs on their business and on their home or ranches where it can be seen, where people will get behind this movement and make it work.
Hey, Bob.
Give the number
one more time with the area code.
The area code is 530-356-5567. And you can also get a hold of me every Monday night at the Patriot meeting on South Bonneville.
All right.
Thanks, Bob, and thanks for all you do there, Pappy. Really appreciate you.
You bet. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. So, Mark, you made such a great point about the fact that they've already taken our liberty away. They've already taken these things away from us. And I think a lot of it is like a lot of people are like frogs being cooked slowly in warm water that ends up boiling. And people just aren't realizing it with all the distractions. And then the people that do realize it, when they reach out to us, it's important for people like Bob, for example. You know, if you want to help, there's a number there. We have a website. We have a Second Amendment website. Can you give that Second Amendment website again, the new one? That's an amazing, amazing thing.
www.tokeepandbear, all one word, all lowercase, .com. So www.tokeepandbear.com, and you can learn about the fundraiser there. You can learn about the court case there and what's going on. And Dave Tichnell set that website up, and what a great guy. What a great help. And Dave and I are working to try to keep a continuing series of articles about the Second Amendment going on there. And we'll have updates on the court case. The paperwork's in progress right now. I don't have anything to report because we're authoring the complaint right now and should be finished pretty quickly. But, you know, this is something that we can do while we wait for the CFR case to hit bottom. The CFR case, the notice of appeal was filed, so Jefferson's moving forward into the appellate court because of the criminal actions of the judge in Sacramento and all the lying and deceit on the part of the Democratic operative in the federal court. We're going to the Ninth Circuit. We're not going to quit. We're going to try to win this thing. And if everybody would stand up and help us, we can win. I mean, you know, here's the thing. We do have the power right now to take this state back. We do. We have the power to vote these crooks out of office legitimately, legally. We have the people and we have the horsepower to do something here, but we need people to put down the TV controller and help us. I mean, that's what this boils down to. Are you content to sit in your house and watch others carry the water? Because if you are, there probably aren't enough of us to carry that water. And to people who are leaving the state, okay, good, go, run. Tuck your tail and run. Because you're running to places that are turning into exactly what you're running away from.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a call basically from Idaho from a gentleman whose wife is in the, well, they call it the House of Representatives. That's what they call their assembly there. And they are looking at the same issue that we're looking at with lack of representation. They're also looking at some other issues, some gun issues now, et cetera, et cetera. And we also got a call from the state of Nevada with their complaint, of course, about Clark County. There's only 16 counties in Nevada, but apparently one of them rules the roost, and that's where Las Vegas is.
Really?
Yes.
Is that where all the money in criminals are?
That's where all the money in criminals are, yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, that's something where, so folks, Mark's right. If you're looking at trying to run away from this thing to another state, we can elaborate a little bit on that after the break. But Mark, after the break, we're going to go through here, buddy. I'd like you to come back and talk a little bit about the appeal that we have in the CFR case. So with that, folks, time has come.
For 51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. you can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
We plow. Four-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and five-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Does that mean you want to remember people you forgot or forget people you remember? Or?
Sure.
It's old friends that you forgot. If you forgot them, then you know their names. Or do you remember them?
You remember them.
I think you do.
You do.
I digress.
Unless you're on.
Ashley has a comment.
Uh-oh, we're in
it,
trouble.
It translates to long times long past, looking backward.
You know, I don't need Alexa here. That's a new Google thing that my oldest daughter bought us. You talk to this thing and say, Alexa, set a timer. Okay. Alexa.
Part of my job is to keep you on time. I don't do well at that part, but I do try.
You do try.
You do.
Considering who you're working with, you're doing great.
I know. Well, here we are speaking from a First Amendment-free zone.
Yeah.
Through the airwaves. Yeah. All over the world. Kemosabe.
Yes.
CFR case.
Yes.
The appeal.
What's going on there?
What's going on there?
Well, the the notice of intent to appeal is filed. So we have to notify the other side that we intend to appeal to the Ninth Circuit, and then we'll, you know, the appeal is going to be written this month, and they'll be submitted next month, and that puts it into the appellate court, and we should not be there. Judge Mueller asked for a three-judge court,
yep.
And then when her Democratic buddies whined in secret to her, unknown to us, with communications that we'll never hear and never know about, she all of a sudden, after a week went by, and believe me, you know, when you look at yourself and you look at human nature, when you make a decision that's really impactful and you publicize that decision and people are depending on that decision as a judge, you kind of have a duty and a responsibility to follow through. And in fact, in the history of the court, we cannot find one single case where a judge asked for a three-judge court, which was her duty and her responsibility under the law in this case. And then a week later, she just sat there, and she wants us to believe that she just sat there and thought about it and then changed her mind. We've never found a case where any judge has ever asked for a three-judge court and then changed their mind a week later.
She admitted in court that she actually sought advice. She admitted that. It's on the record.
Yeah, I know.
She unbelievable.
From a court that had not been briefed on the case. So, we don't know. Like I said, we'll never know what that conversation is. We'll never get a hold of that. It'll be hidden and I think unlawfully, but it will be. And look, the reality of it is Judge Mueller's a Democrat. She was on the Sacramento City Council. She's a buddy of Daryl Steinberg's, the mayor of Sacramento, the former president pro tem of the Senate, who walked Kevin Leon into his job as Senate pro tem. And that's just the way it is, folks. We live in a state with tyranny. And the Democratic Party is the mono party, kind of the Communist Party, if you will, of California, because there are many races in California where there is no conservative on the ticket at all. You have no choice. And yes, there are different names, but they all are from the same party. There isn't one single conservative that holds statewide office. There's a vast supermajority in both houses of the legislature. And all I can say to you is Katie, bar the door. I mean, you think it was bad before. just waiting to see what these idiots, morons, liars, and crooks come up with now that they have a veto-proof avenue to any crazy, stupid thing they want to do with your money and your liberty. So the CFR lawsuit is our attempt to restore liberty through representation in districts that are so much smaller that the elected representative will have to care what the people think. They'll have to listen to you. You know, guys like Dally won't be able to make it in that world because it's not going to matter who pays him. It's going to matter what the voters say because it'll be cheap. If we win, it will be cheap and easy to get rid of a bum if you should accidentally elect one. Now, what we hope for in the CFR case is we hope for a settlement that will allow us a pathway to the state of Jefferson. As you all should know by now, and you've heard this deal a million times, there is no judicial way to split a state. It's not constitutionally done that way. It's legislative. But what we're hoping for is a settlement that results in a legislature in California that is so big that it'll be unmanageable, and that will be our pathway to statehood. So if we get enough help from you folks, if we get enough help from the rest of the people of California who realize that they're being handed their hats here, you know, you're being enslaved, and your money is simply an object to be taken from you. Your property, they're simply objects that can be taken from you. And when you look at things like the magazine ban, that was a ban on things you already owned. You look at the assault weapon ban. That was a ban on things that you lawfully purchased, lawfully utilized. The court has already found those items to be protected items under the Second Amendment. But the liars and crooks in Sacramento just ignore the law and do whatever they want to you anytime they want to. And it's up to you to stop that. And the 10 of us or 15 or 100 of us that are doing all this work can't finish the job alone. We need help. This court case is going to be $1 million by the time we're done. We need money to follow through. We need money to win this thing. Our attorneys have to eat. They have to pay their rent. They have to pay their staff. So, you know, we've got to finish this if we have any hope at a pathway toward liberty, and we need help to do that.
And I've got to say our attorneys have been stellar. I mean, you know, Scott and Gary have been great. They, you know, there's times when we can talk to them just – and talking to them, it isn't like every time we pick up the phone or they pick up the phone, the meter starts on how much money we owe them. They've been absolutely great. They understand the cost of liberty, and they understand that we need liberty, and they understand that we need to regain our liberty. You know, you had made some really good points there, Mark, and one of the things that you brought up that I think that maybe needs to be touched on a little bit is moving from California is certainly not the answer. And when we get two phone calls from two different states within the same week, and by the way, in Nevada now, they're trying to push through the law on limiting magazines, which they didn't have before. And they're also trying to push through an ammunition law. So there's all kinds of things that are happening there. In Idaho, it's the same thing. I mean, folks, we're not going to run away from or try to hide from people trying to take our liberty. It's totalitarianism, and we need to stop it. And we are on the front lines, and the folks we talked to in both those states agreed that we are on the front lines, and we need to be in that position where we stay and fight. And Mark's right. We need your help.
In addition to that, Terry, it's a temporary solution to a long-term problem. I mean, you know, if you run to Nevada this year, you might be okay for a year or two. I don't know. I mean, nobody really knows. But certainly the trend is clear to anyone with eyes and ears. If you run to Idaho, I mean, it's pretty there. I like it there myself. I've looked around up there with that thought many times, but then I realized that it's a temporary solution to a long-term problem because people who are fleeing California from the Bay Area and from all of the blue areas in California because they hate the taxes they've created with their votes, and they're going to these other states and they're turning them into the very place that they ran away from.
Mark, right, so they just don't get it.
Mark, we have a caller on the line.
Yep.
Terry G., how you doing, kiddo?
Hi, morning.
We've got about 4 minutes.
Okay, yes. I wanted to call in to say we definitely have to be more vocal and visible, and it does take everyone. And we keep trying to develop, you know, programs, ideas that can create that. And I wanted to tell you about something that we're starting in El Dorado County for Jefferson. And in January, on January 26th, we have arranged with a local restaurant where we're going to meet and have breakfast. And we're advertising this in a press release, et cetera. And so what we're doing is this restaurant has agreed to create a special menu, you know, with a few items. And everybody show up in their Jefferson gear. You know, it's a chance for others to meet many of our supporters and have breakfast. And the restaurant is donating a percentage of the proceeds to Jefferson. And it's a way for us also to be supporting local businesses. We will be advertising this restaurant. And we're going to be doing this every 2 months. So any of you from El Dorado County, Placer, wherever listening, on January 26th from 8:30 to 10:30, we will be having breakfast at the break room. We invite all residents, everybody to come. And you'll be able to, you know, meet with some of us. We will have some brochures there. And we will be doing this at restaurants moving around throughout the county so we get into areas that maybe we've not had a lot of exposure to. So we have got to be showing support for our small businesses because they're also the ones that have been hit the hardest mm-hmm. by overregulation mm-hmm. and taxation. What Mark just said about the man that's looking at when cap and trade kicks in next mm-hmm. year. So anyway, I just want people to start coming up with ideas within our 23 counties that are very simple, just to get out there and be visible and be able to talk about what Jefferson will offer more important as opposed to what the state is doing to us.
Well, I know that Sharon Durst and yourself came up with a really neat business. Well, your whole group did. Came up with a great business format, and we'd like to have you on within the next couple of weeks and have you and Sharon on the show and have you discuss exactly what you guys did. It was just an absolutely amazing thing. I went to it. I loved it. It was great. We need to get people involved, like Mark said. We need to get the business community involved. Very, very important that we get them involved. They're the ones who are being impacted probably the most. And they're all reaching out to try to figure something out to save their businesses and at least keep the doors open. So, Terry, thank you, my dear.
And yeah, thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Kemosabe, okay, thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Kemosabe, we've got about 2 minutes left. I'd like to hear your closing thoughts.
Well, first of all, go to www.soj51.org. That's where you can get information on Jefferson. Please, please go to www.tokeepandbear.com. That's where you can get information on the specifics of the 2A lawsuit. Please help us. This is something we can win, but we have an easier time if you help. And believe me, these things are not easy. They're expensive. They're time-consuming. My gosh, the amount of research involved would crush a normal person. But we can win these things if we just show up and stand up. And look, it matters how you stand. It matters what you stand for. It matters that you speak up when you see something's wrong. It matters that you do something about the things that government does that are illegal, unethical, unconstitutional. It matters. You are the watchman of the government. You are the only watcher of your own liberty. The government is not going to protect your liberty for you. I mean, they've demonstrated that in California time and time again. If you don't help us protect liberty, no one will, and it will be lost forever. And I would be ashamed to go to my grave and face those men in heaven who gave their all for it and sacrificed their very lives and their integrity, their money, their ranches, their farms, their businesses to secure liberty, to have to walk up to them and, as Dave Tichnell put, to apologize to them for wasting it. Shame on us if we don't do this.
Well put, my good friend. Thanks for coming on again. And, Mark, God bless you for all you do, my friend. So have a great New Year. And, folks, have a very happy New Year, and then roll your sleeves up. Actually, let's start rolling up those sleeves right now because time has come.
For 51.
You don't know us, you have no clue. Until you tell us.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.